Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Ethan, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word for you. My wife Caroline and I have been married for 3 years, and we've been here at Mountain Brook Baptist for a year and a half. On a Sunday morning, you can find us with the preteen Sunday school class. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible, and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is December 21st, and I'm reading Ezekiel 43, verses 1 through 9, from the English Standard Version. Then he led me to the gate facing east, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the east, and the sound of his coming was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. And the vision I saw was just like the vision I had seen when he came to destroy the city, and just like the vision that I had seen by the Chebar Canal, and I fell on my face. As the glory of the Lord entered the temple by the gate facing east, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. While the man was standing beside me, I heard one speaking to me out of the temple. And he said to me, "Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the people of Israel forever. And the house of Israel shall no more defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings, by their whoring and by their dead bodies of their kings at their high places, by setting their threshold by my threshold and their doorposts beside my doorposts, with only a wall between me and them. They have defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have committed. So I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their whoring and the dead bodies of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in their midst forever." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. The title of our devotional today is "Has God Abandoned Us?" Because in this passage, I see both the anger and wrath of the Lord and his steadfast faithfulness. Today we read our final passage from the Old Testament. We were created by God, yet rebelled against him. God pursued us through Abraham, delivered his people out of Egypt, and established his presence among us through the tabernacle. Even in the Promised Land, his people rebelled during the time of the judges. However, God pursued his people again through King David. Israel still chose to follow other gods and trust in other nations for strength. Ultimately, David's son Solomon was the last to reign over all of Israel, for after Solomon came a division that split the north and the south. Both kingdoms were ultimately exiled for their stubborn rebellion against God. In the midst of all this darkness and rebellion remains one question: has God abandoned us? When Israel returns from exile under Ezra and Nehemiah to rebuild the temple and the city of Jerusalem, they are still asking, "We return from exile, but where is God?" It is within this context that we read today's passage from Ezekiel 43. In this darkness, Ezekiel watches as the Spirit of God enters into the temple, fills it, and then speaks to him. God said, "This is where I will live among the Israelites forever." God is still pursuing us. There is a flash of light and hope, even as his people are asking, "Has God abandoned us?" no matter what you have done, no matter how serious the consequences have been, no matter how you have treated God, He is still pursuing you. Along with His forgiveness, God provides a calling. In verse 9, He says, "Let them put away from me their prostitution and the funeral offerings for their kings." When we receive the forgiveness of God, He offers us a new way of life. We can abandon our old sins and pursue a life that is good for us and glorifying to God. This is not a way to make up for all our past sins. Instead, this is grace on top of mercy. Not only does God forgive us and dwell with us again, but He also invites us back to His way of life, where we can experience His blessing more fully and deeply. As we approach Christmas, be reminded that the Spirit of God no longer dwells in a temple, but in the hearts of all who believe. Look for Him today. Search for the flash of hope in the darkness. Confess your sin and receive His full forgiveness and His way of life. It is in us that God will dwell forever. When you ask, "Where is God?" know that He is pursuing you. Will you pray with me? God, we thank You that You are a God who does not abandon us. Despite all that we might feel or all that we might be in the midst of, You care deeply for us. You have a plan, one of redemption, one of belonging, one of purpose. I pray today that You would open our eyes to Your grace and to Your way of life, and that we would pursue it out of joy. We love You, God. We pray all this in Your name. Amen.